This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Huh?
Right?
You remember this?
Remember from the forever ago?
And is it all coming back? What does this feel like?
You know, like, are you guys?
You remember
what I am?
We kept it the same
the
for you.
Nostalgia and like the modern feel, but also the classic feel of like, whoa, this is really happening. And nothing has changed. It's all the same. It's the same exact stuff you love, but it's even better. And we have here, just like always, a big star guest, like for every episode we've done. It's exactly like it was. Nothing leaving Earwolf did not hurt us at all. We can still get the same type of guys, these guys you like.
You know, these guys...
You know what I'm talking about. These kind of guys where you go like, holy shit, yes, this guy, okay, I see you, okay, player, yes, pimp, go off.
He's here, and it's the same guy that we have. It's our first new episode not doing Earwolf. We have the same person we did from our first episode with Earwolf, and Jake is back.
And Jake,
hello,
Jake. What have you been doing?
Yo, it's great to be home.
Do it,
Jake. Just go, man. What have you been doing, man? Shit.
What have you been doing?
What's it been? 7 years?
Guys, it's been about maybe longer than 7 years. I'm not even, you sent me an email saying seven, and I wanted to say not a chance. It's been about nine.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, seven would make sense because I think right after we recorded, I broke a mirror, and it's pretty bad luck to not have had you back on to do the show with us. Yes. You know, but nine two could have been. Maybe I walked under a ladder after tactical.
So, Sean,
more
I got a question. I'm looking at you.
Hit me.
What happened to that long hair, baby boy?
You know what happened?
The Pone Zone.
Yeah. Last thing I saw your face, we were playing poker late at night, and I saw a ponytail.
And I was deep in the Pone Zone.
Yeah.
And we have talked about this a little bit. The ponytail broke.
it was shattered.
It was shattered. And I showed up at Hayes's house at midnight, and I just had all the little ponytail bits in my hand, and I held them up to the door, and I said, could you fix it?
I said, can you fix
can
it?
Can you fix it? So that happened. It was really sad.
Is the dynamic with you guys in the last 9 years, has it turned more into...
Baby Hayes and daddy.
Hayes is the dad.
Yes.
Sean's the rebellious baby boy. Kevin's not part of it, but he's the creep who watches during Zoom. But is that what I'm stepping into? Because then
it was always baby daddy, but those roles have been so much more clearly defined.
Yeah, but it was subtle baby daddy. It was,
yeah.
Maybe you guys were, I don't know, flirting with the idea, but now it feels like you're a baby, and it feels like, Sean,
yeah,
you're a father. So it feels like less baby daddy and more.
Wait, no, sorry,
I think you've reversed.
I'm
Hayes is daddy.
Hayes, yeah, Hayes.
That's, I am that's daddy.
What
I
mean. Yeah. Hayes is the no. father.
What?
And I've become even more of a baby. So, yes,
yes. So the show has actually evolved, and like, and we talk about this every week. Like, how do we like? You always have to stay in motion, right? You can't just like stay in this.
Especially
rut.
In this business.
So I would
especially
say that I
have.
This, please,
come on,
right? No, say it.
So I would say that I have become sort of a bigger daddy, like a nicer, but like big and like stronger daddy, and Sean has become a much smaller baby.
And there've been full episodes where I fell down I got sucked into the shower drain because I was so tiny.
So can I
ask they had
you
to fish me out with a coat hanger? Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question? Because obviously I respect the fuck out of your guys' game and strategy.
Holy
damn!
Shit.
Hearing that,
is there
an
echo in here? Because from what I was thinking Holy in my shit. Brain, and now is an echo in here? Come on,
no, right? Because this king, I look at him and I respect his game so hard for him to say that to me.
Yes. I want to say yes, queen, but I don't mean that disrespectfully. I'm just trying to say
it's bad to say. Don't do it.
I won't do it. Yes, king.
It's really bad.
I don't mean it bad. I take it back.
But don't
Kevin,
say it. If you don't
cut all
say
that
it, covet, just don't
Kev,
say it.
Kev, my guy, cut all that shit off for me or I cannot sign any clearance. I do not want anything bad coming from JKJ because I'm out here playing chess, not checkers. Back to the question to you two. I am seeing Hayes, your father, Sean, you are baby son, in a great way. Mm-hmm. When you guys decided to define that, how has that affected your business strategy and the way your legion of fans see this podcast? How and why?
Well, business-wise, I can't have an ID, driver's license. I can't really have a bank account even yet. Hayes has given me a bunch of savings bonds in my name. So that those I'm just waiting for them to mature, but business wise it's put a lot on Hayes's shoulders, obviously, and a lot in his pocket.
Daddy has to go on a trip a lot. Daddy is out of town doing business for the podcast. And sometimes when daddy is home, we're going to have pizza.
For sure.
Okay. We're going to have,
true.
We're not going to have like a whole dinner. Like, you know,
daddy forgot vegetables.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
But here's my question. Why?
That's so strong.
What are you talking about?
Because it leaves me really.
What are you talking about?
I see clearly now the dynamic. You are his father. And apparently outside of the podcast, Sean doesn't have a bank account because of this. And
it's been a challenge.
Apparently you go out of town, Hayes, and you order him pizza.
I go on a trip.
I know that you guys are the Bobby Fishers of podcasts. You're out here.
Chess
coming up again,
like,
and I'm wondering, did this guy watch the Queen's Gambit?
And when you did, you said I'm playing chess and they're playing checkers. You did it with both hands. When you were
moving multiple pieces at the same time, which is impossible to defend against.
Well,
and almost no one does it.
Because I'm playing six games at once, and that's what you got to do in 2020. You need six projects. So if I'm going to play one game of chess against Bobby Fischer, I'm going to lose. But if I'm playing 10 games against babies, I'm going to win. And that's the difference. And that's 2020. And
as a baby, that's not disrespectful at all to me.
At all.
I could say like.
And Baby Fischer is who we call when Sean goes down the storm drain.
Baby Fischer.
I'm as likely to put the horse piece in my mouth as I am to move it in a proper L
shape. And honestly, genuinely, those are the kind of people I love to play chess against. Because if you don't know the rules, because I don't know how to finish in chess. Like, I don't know how to do the moves to kingmate you.
Thank you so much. How does this...
What happens now? Like, I get the pieces are there, but then what?
I know what most of the pieces do. But to say I need to go three moves in advance to finish a game, there's just not a chance I know how to do that. So if my opponent is eating the pieces, at a certain point I say, you're disqualified because you're cheating. And that's a victory for me. If I'm playing against Bobby Fischer, he's going to say at a certain point, I'm not sure you know the rules. And I'm going to say, stop it. You know, so I want nine other games going at the same time so I can tune him off, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that the spectrum for you is so polarized, where it is you're either playing Grandmaster Bobby Fischer or a baby, and you're really not ever encountering just a run of the mill, just like a player at the park or something.
Yeah, Sean, that's a great point. And the last thing I want to get into right now in 2020 is politics. So I'm not going to go deeper into that, but thank you.
Respect.
I would actually say I would love for you to get into it just a little bit because as we were talking about before the show, your fans do, I think, expect a certain level of, you know, you don't, you like, you don't have like a regular platform, you know, you're not like, you know, like you parcel it out very deliberately. And here we go. Yes.
And the mask
so this is actually what
mask
I wanted
is going
to.
Over the headphones.
It's a lot harder to do with the headphones, but.
And so
but
that's Kevin making you not safe because he insisted on these.
I mean, honest to God, in 2020, the things that we just have to think about is like, I love to go swimming in my pool. And, you know, also there's a quarantining effect.
I don't want to be annoying. I feel like I should say this will be our first episode of 2021. You've just referenced 2020 eight or nine times, you know, in the first few minutes. And
we thought we would have
didn't
to
think it would come up as much
say in advance. But in retrospect, that's our fault.
So this is coming out in 2021.
This will be the first. Yes.
I didn't know that when I got the emails from Kev. So that's cool. Different.
Okay, and your energy now is
Kevin
very
earlier
scary.
Today. Can I tell you something that Kevin was saying earlier, like before we got on the stream? Kevin was like, he didn't respond to my email.
And
I was like, okay.
I wanted to make sure you were okay.
He like thought I was gonna be like furious. Like,
what?
No, your email, Kevin? This injustice must be righted. Like, I was going to white knight.
All right.
For
well,
Kev.
This is off. First of all, this record is over.
Well, Kevin, I got to say something.
Please.
So, what's happened in. Oh, I was going to say 2020, but now.
No,
I'm
go ahead. Go ahead.
Wow. Let's get one more. We can do this one, but maybe after this.
So, what's happened in 2021 is a lot of the opportunities that have happened have now taken place in a bedroom like this, where somebody will call up and say, hey, do you want to do this? And that sounds fun. And what I have learned is
that's what she said.
Do you want to do this? That sounds fun.
And opportunities in a bedroom like this. The entire thing.
She said all of
these. She was talking that whole
thing. She was talking for a minute straight.
Going all the way back to the beginning of the podcast, it all works.
She was saying she corrected herself. She almost said 2020. She stopped herself, said 2021 instead.
There has been a lot of back and forth technical emails I've had to do, as well as certain things will like send over a box of equipment they want you to use. And then there are two people who want to walk you through the box of equipment. And then later that night, we'll like Sean will or we'll play like a poker game and we all Zoom and it's fine. So I'll get something being like, hey, at 2:30, do you mind Jimmy walking you through this box of wires? And I'm like, for a Zoom? Yeah, I think I'll just hit the Zoom button.
You
so
set
it
up
is
the
not
whole
personal
thing.
To
yeah.
you, Kev. It's not personal.
None taken, none taken.
I respect that, man. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, respect, King. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, King.
Whoa, Jake, what, like, what, like.
Whoa, something's
I'm
happening
thinking
here.
Back to, like, the first episode we did. I don't remember it. I don't, I remember hearing the theme song for the first time. That was the first.
Wow.
That was my first exposure to it, was live.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, this is not, like, this is bad. This is pretty bad. We should change this. But it was stuck. The music got stuck in that episode. So
it
that's
was stuck
what we've
in
had.
The machine, and we've never gotten it out. We've never replaced the machine.
Yes,
I remember something about that episode, and I would maybe like. I don't remember it in detail, but there's a zone that I remember, and I would like to know if maybe you guys want to try it again.
Okay,
you guys were talking about what you liked about New Girl, if you remember, and one of you said something about like. Schmitty's house or something.
Mr. Schmidt.
And then, you know, I just started wondering if maybe you guys hadn't seen the show. So I asked you guys to do a
scene.
Well,
all these years later, you know, the show. Yeah.
So now that the show's over, we've completed it. I was wondering if you guys, if there was any inspiration you would have to do a scene of New Girl.
Of Mr. Schmidt.
So I would love to, because we got deep into the show after like also like hanging out with you and like hearing more about it. I was like, okay, it's time to like do a deep dive.
Yeah,
on this.
I'd had this very surface experience of like watching some of the episodes, but then I really immersed myself in it, especially hanging with you and hearing how passionate you were.
And so we said it's time to go Bing mode on this show and Bing the entire thing all at once. And so, like, I would, yeah, sure, Sean. I mean, like, the question is, like, which one do we do?
Which scene? That's the problem, is I binged it so hard that, like, it's all this big mush. Like, it's this
can
one
I
story.
Throw
I think
can
we
I
talked about
out?
Maybe in the last episode we did, the episode where the girl thought that her car was a washing machine.
Yep.
And she tried to do the, like, her wash her clothes in the car.
Yeah.
But we can't do that one again.
But you were gonna throw some. But you were gonna throw something out, Jake. Go ahead and hit me. Were you gonna say the girl's washing machine car, or was
no,
it gonna be?
I was gonna say if there's a chance in the scene for one of you guys to also recap like what happened with the whole show and all your favorite characters' arcs.
Okay,
you know.
I don't.
So like, Hayes, who's your favorite character, and what was your favorite arc
Mike,
of this?
Mike, I loved. When Mike came back from war,
that was so scary.
That was really, really scary. And because he says that he knows that he's not at war anymore, but you can tell that he kind of thinks he does.
Yeah. He's looking around and he's shooting people. I thought that was really powerful. And Mike's a great answer. And to take nothing away from that, for me, it probably is Mrs. Gorefield. And and when Gorefield and Mrs. Gorefield, you know,
It was a powerful scene.
When they die in the... It was a, I can't remember if it was a submarine or if it was like a flower pot.
It was a submarine.
Like, yes, perfect. When they die, I remember I turned to either my wife or my dad and I just went like, no, that's Mr. Schmidt.
Can I tell you something that's crazy about that moment?
No.
That moment was watched by more people than the finale of MASH.
Come on, just that part?
Just that.
That part, that scene when Mike and Mrs. G died on a submarine has been, this is a crazy fact, has been
okay, so this is actually a reveal, like
breaking
sort of
news.
Behind the scenes reveal, because also I think what Sean was saying and what I thought too, that it was Gorefield and Mrs. Gorefield who died in the submarine. Well, that Gorefield was Mike.
But Mike was in a Gorefield costume is what I think that if you're watching close, all the hints are there.
Agreed. Well, it's also, they're played by twins. So every actor in New Girl has an identical twin, like the youngest kid in Full House.
Because you got to go to class.
Yeah, we had to go to school. We were all, when we booked that show, we were all under 13. So we all had to go to school. Not only that, they ran some crazy hours up there. So after 14 hours, when I started that show, I was 8 years old. I was tired. So my twin brother came in and did the rest of it. So we all had twins. They were, Zoe was four little kids, quads or whatever. And one of them was a boy.
Wow.
So they had three little girls and one little boy.
I think to me that's normal.
Yeah.
And that's actually, I'm like, what are you even? So that's an interesting news. To me, that's not even interesting news.
I'm pissed that you said it.
Kevin, will you cut out all the stuff I said about the twins and stuff?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, King. I want that out. Thank you, King. I want all that out. I don't even like that I said it.
Yes, sir.
So, but you brought up Zoe and you sort of alluded to her extraordinary playlist. What? Is that?
You know, it's extraordinary. It's the kind of music that makes you in the middle of a day jump out and do a song and a dance with everybody in the office. When every once in a while, when I'm, you know, rocking Zoe's playlist, it's just, I'll be at work and the cute girl will walk by, and I don't know what the fuck is going on, but something, I just
start singing La Bamba.
Yeah, but not only that, here's what's crazy, because this has happened a lot. It's fully choreographed, but we've never practiced it.
Never discussed it, never practiced.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's a feeling I can only describe. It's an out-of-body experience. It's not enjoyable. But it's like something takes me over, and I'm in it. And I've done it before. I've had 40 people behind me doing it too. I don't know what the fuck is going on. They don't. And the second it's over,
okay,
we look at each other and we're all like, this list is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. It's good and it's bad. It's good and it's bad.
Yeah.
It's been a really difficult thing for me because my body does things and my voice does things that I'm not in control of.
I mean, you're entering Beetlejuice mode.
Yeah. And it's not, honest to God, it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really dark. It's the,
it's Beetlejuice,
you know, it's black magic kind of shit. And I'm not interested in it, but I'm locked into this playlist now and I don't know my way home.
I wouldn't put it past the Beetlejuice man to be involved, you know, because he has been known to be something of a prankster. And when you say that you're at work trying to get through your day, that's just the kind of time he would strike. And
Sean, if I could just say the word three times and he shows up and it was as simple as that, I would pray to the heavens and I would thank everything powerful, but it's so much deep. Look, Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Nah, that's how you summon him. Yeah.
And unfortunately with this, I never know what it's going to be. I'll be at the fucking post office, man. And all of a sudden, it's a 4-minute thing.
Well, you actually never have to go there again with stamps.com.
So it would be great if, I guess, our guests were not talking about how they love to go to the post office when actually how we make our money is by advertising a product that says that going to the post office is not cool. I mean, it's fine.
Right.
But it's not like cool.
It's lame.
Going to the post office is lame now in 2021?
And because you don't
I remember in 2020, a lot of us were trying to really stand with the postal workers. Mm. And I remember, you know, buying stamps at that time, I guess
pretty punk
a long
rock.
Time ago in 2020 was a pretty cool thing to do way back then.
Buying stamps. It's on the computer. Like, they don't say exactly
how it works. I don't know how it works, but it is a company.
I don't want to buy my stamp, you know, from a website. I would like to buy it from the United States postal workers.
And it might actually be that it might be the same.
It could be.
But here's what I'm afraid of.
They give you
and
a
this
scale.
This is no disrespect.
Too.
I don't want that shit being made overseas. If I'm going to buy a stamp for here in the United States, and I am not against overseas, but I want my stamps to be American. Okay? Right. And I think that, and I don't think I'm not trying to get political. It's 2021 now.
Mm-hmm.
Where you've turned
you
over
have to
a new leaf.
Overcompensate, but
I didn't mean to.
I'm just saying you don't have to.
Right. It's whatever year, then, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's whenever you guys want. It could be 2020.
Bringing up the year less is the solution rather than correcting which one you say. I just feel like that.
Okay. So
I'm not trying to censor you, Jake. I mean, you're going to be you no matter what. Just if you think you're helping us, you're not.
No, but here's what I'm saying. I feel weird, like, you know, obviously I need to hand sanitize in the era that maybe happened during this podcast, or maybe this is like May and we've all been vaccinated. So for me as a performer, for me as an artist, I need all the information so I can truly shine. And what I've been given is kids' headphones. I do not have a good hair person, or I have a great hair person. And I don't know the date. You know, so is this 2021? Is it May? Fuck, guys, you're fucking.
Should we focus on the stuff that we like did kind of arrange beforehand? Which is, like, you know, you are here. Simpler.
You're here to promote a really exciting project. I mean, which I'm so excited about.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. All jokes aside, I'm very excited about it.
We watched it. We love it. I do have some questions about how you want to handle this.
Yeah, so I'll just give the pitch if that's cool.
Okay.
Sure.
So it's a show called Habata that Apple has picked up. We're working with Annapurna, which has been an amazing studio. Michael Showalter. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him.
Oh, my God.
He's producing it. It's a mockumentary / documentary, but we want the tone to be really grounded and realistic. It's directed by Josh Greenbaum, who is my favorite documentarian.
Wow.
And it's about a fictional cult that we're trying to play as real as we can so that you have the experience of watching a documentary, even though it's fictional. So we shot the pilot. We're really excited about it. And
Thank you guys for watching, Jake. It's so powerful.
Yes, and I would say you put all the ambitions you were talking about, like making it feel as real as possible, but also funny.
Totally, like it's like
an absolute home run. My question, I guess, is just the fact that Apple has passed on the show.
I love this. What I loved, Jake, if I could talk about the show itself.
Yeah. Okay.
Please.
This dragon spirit stuff, you know, like that opening blew me away. I had to take a beat when I saw it and really let it sink in, because the beginning of it was like, for me, very powerful. Maybe my favorite part of the show, certainly of what I watch.
Yeah.
And the thing where you're saying, I believe it's you, like it's saying like the dragon spirit, right? Man, that. Yeah.
So, Sean, I'm not sure you've watched the whole thing. I think Hayes might have.
I did watch the entire thing. I really loved it. I do just kind of want to zero in on what you want to accomplish today.
Right. Because. Well, I'm just doing press.
Right. So, and absolutely.
It's called Hibata. Hibata. It's right now, it's just a pilot. You know, it's Apple. So we're hoping to. Oh, I don't think we're allowed to do clips.
The clothing, the wardrobe, Jake, the white outfits that they wear in it.
I gotta say, the wardrobe department on it, and don't worry, when we go to series, it could get insane. So the show does not just exist there. It takes place over about 10 years, and we made a whole series Bible for it that Annapurna, Michael Showalter, Apple was very excited about.
And the team is incredible. I really hate to keep going back to this, but like once I feel like we have this cleared up, like we're,
it'll be easier to talk about. Probably
the runway is open, because
I'd love
like,
to talk about
ready
the content of the show, which I am like so knocked out by the white clothes, that dragon spirit thing you said at the beginning, like,
and I personally like love the project, and I want it to succeed by whatever that definition is for you. But you talk about going to series. My understanding is that Apple has passed on this.
They have. Yeah, definitely. In I think it was 2019 they passed.
Shut up for
No, 2020.
Okay, so that was a really long time ago.
Yeah, this project has been dead for over a year, and I've asked them about getting the content back, and they've said no. Annapurna has moved on. Michael Showalter has moved on, and Apple has, despite a lot of conversations, officially decided not to go forward with it. So I think, to answer your question, but I'm a little bit confused.
I think something really cool happens too, towards like the right, you know, before the, after the dragon spirit, but before the.
Yeah, Sean, you haven't seen, you got to watch the pilot, man. He's describing it right now.
He's
watching it as it's going. So the pilot's great. I really love it.
People would.
Yeah. I would say, Sean, watch it later. And watch it later in text, or hopefully watch it on Apple soon. You know, when we get to the whole series,
okay,
which is the dream. You know, when you make something like this, you know, you put it in other people's hands. Us was Apple, because you know, Anna Perner, Michael Show, unbelievable partner.
The team, oh my god,
the team, and you know,
the team is like the frigging. You know, great team or what?
I mean, it's like, a great team.
Great sports team of famous past? I mean, is that what we're looking at?
Sean, it's a goddamn all-star team. And it's what we're looking for
exactly.
is to maybe, you know, I don't want to say pair with the morning show, because obviously they're very different shows.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if Apple pairs shows or how
But regardless... they won't be pairing this. They won't be using this show at all, right?
Won't be on. No, there is nowhere to watch it.
So I guess
you can't watch it.
I was not aware that this project has been dead for as long as it has been.
Over a year, it sounded like. Yeah.
Have you been doing
longer than that? I think.
Yeah.
I think honestly, it died way before. So I took a job in
before you rolled camera, probably.
Well, I did a show called Stumptown in between, a whole series that has since been canceled too. I took that job after they passed on Hibata, definitely.
Okay. So here's another point of confusion for me.
Oh, wow. So you hadn't even met Dex.
No, I hadn't met Dex.
When they passed, you didn't know Dex.
I just like just one point of clarification for me. You were saying you also want to promote Stumptown today.
Yeah. So Stumptown season two, we have a whole new showrunner and writing staff. And, you know, season one, we really got to know Dax, Hoffman,
Gray
McConnell. What did you say, Sean?
Gray.
There's nobody named Gray.
Gray. Like the color gray.
I think your computer's freezing because it just sounds like you're screaming gray. Gray. I'll continue. Hayes and Cab, sorry about this. But yeah, so I'm really excited about season two of Stumptown. I want to see what the writers come up with and what happens to these characters.
And, you know, in 1976, in a small dojo in I'm going to butcher this. Tujungo, California. A new martial art was formed called Hibata. I mean, that's just like one of the chyrons from this show.
Yeah.
So awesome, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm
but
really
I just to return
show.
To Stumptown.
Yes,
I heard great. I mean, Sean was a huge fan of Stumptown.
Okay. That's cool.
And I'll just speak a little bit louder.
Doing like
what I was wondering about is what like if Stumptown season two is officially canceled, and
it
this
is, yeah.
show. That were this pilot of yours is completely
deader than dead.
Yeah. What yeah. is it that you are promoting? I guess like what is the end for the listener? What is the end result? We have this Vimeo link that we are not
Absolutely.
Allowed to share. We could, I guess,
legally,
give out,
Apple.
What about this?
But Apple has told me I'm not allowed to. Yeah.
What about this? We share the link, but we do not share the password. The password to me is like guessable, but not right. like it would take a minute. It's a word.
Well,
it's a real
word. Interesting you say that. So I've asked Apple if I could just release it on my own, you know, and they've said no.
Okay.
So I guess when you ask
what about could you passively play the audio from it on a podcast? Is that
a problem? I mean, because this is like a huge company.
I mean, here's the reality. Here's the reality. That's your legal dance, man. I would say I wouldn't do it, but you're going to have Kevin.
That's when we send Kevin in.
Yes, thank you.
Is going to go to jail.
Oh, no.
That's what you, Kevin shows up. Kevin's our legal team. He shows up with the briefcase, slowly yeah. opens the briefcase. It has handcuffs in it already. He puts them on himself. And then sits down. He brings an electric chair. For them to use on himself. So we, on that front, I think we are pretty much in the clear. I do want to know, what is a listener supposed to be doing?
Hey, man, I'm the guest, hey.
Is this yeah. a real license? Okay. Or in the show when I watched it, was that a real license, that guy's license?
Huh?
His license says Hops Like Bird is his name?
Yeah.
That's real?
That's later. Did you kind of skip?
Accidentally touched.
You accidentally jumped ahead a little bit?
Touched it. But I don't really, I'm rewatching it, obviously, just to sort of refresh the juices.
Uh-huh.
And this part I don't remember from the first time around. And I'm going, is this real?
So, I guess, like, for all, for, like, Sean, for you watching, yeah. for us talking about it, my question is, like, to me, this does not matter.
Right.
Like, what we're, like, they're, like, you're talking about promotion and press. And, like, there is nothing to send people to.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. I guess what would your goal be from this press tour? Like, what would be an ideal outcome be?
And has this been happening?
No scenario where it airs.
For a year, for, like, a year plus, have you been doing press this whole time? Or is it beginning right now?
No, so I've hired my own PR firm. I've been deep in it. I've done, you know, I can't get on any of the talk shows these days because I guess I've had some bad appearances in the past. So
yeah.
I'm doing the podcast circuit, but I'm doing the
I saw the Kelly Clarkson thing.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
The Drew Barrymore thing, I think, was taken out of context. That was clearly part of a much longer experience the two of you had.
It seemed that way. I just met her.
Okay.
So her reaction was right. My action was incorrect looking back. And I honestly played that out in my head. And I thought it would be way funnier. And I have a lot of regrets, and I'm really embarrassed by a lot that I've done on this press tour. But there's nothing you could do. It's like you go forward, man. And so, to answer your question, I guess what I'm promoting is second chances. You know,
that's really beautiful.
Okay,
wow.
Yeah. Wow. So like,
yeah. In this game, I guess this will be helpful to know what that means.
Holy shit, I'm crying.
For Habata the pilot, well, I guess it's impossible to pick it up because they've killed all the contracts for Stumptown, the show. It's impossible because a lot of the actors have taken other jobs.
Sure.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG. Upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
This is much
later. Some of the guys in this, you know these guys or?
No, they were just cast, man. They were just actors.
You didn't know any of them? They're just cast. He is dead, but don't say that. Just be like, yeah, I knew them.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I liked them. They were, you know. Yeah. Don't. There's no reason for this to like be a bad experience for you. Like it
no,
doesn't
I
need
just
to
think,
be
I, honestly,
happening
bringing
at all.
Up the Kelly Clarkson stuff, bringing up the Drew
sure.
stuff.
Like, I thought just, so. Yes, I thought you were starting to get it.
I was benefit of the doubt. I really assumed that Drew clip was taken out of context. It seemed like there was no way.
No, Sean, it was unedited. What you saw. That was from start to finish. There's no backstory. It was
okay,
just
yeah.
It was a blunder on my part. Mm-hmm. And man, I have reached out personally and professionally to Drew, and all no, I returned okay. back was, you know, the equivalent of her Kevin. No disrespect, Kev.
None taken.
I'm just getting emails back saying, like, yeah, like, nobody's mad, Jake. Move on. It's over.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah. Can I please get Drew's personal? You know, that kind of, anyhow, what else, what's going on with you guys? You got fired from Earwolf?
Basically, yeah.
Pretty much.
That's dope, man. I didn't even know they still existed. You guys got fired from the place.
That was the thing that was that's kind cool. of confusing for us too. It mm-hmm. was like, so you're like not a company anymore. And they're like, yes, basically, but also you are being fired.
So they said, we're kind of done and splintering and going somewhere new, but you're not welcome to the potentially new party.
Yeah, it was sort of like being fired by New Coke, like the CEO of New Coke or something, where you're like, well, are you, it's like at least the Coca-Cola company gonna call us?
No, New Coke.
No, it was like, no, just the guy who runs New Coke. It was like, but that hasn't been on shelves for
this
know,
is his
30
first,
years.
This is his first job. So what are you guys, yeah. what is this? Where are we doing the new podcast? Do people
we're gonna
this?
Figure, so as we record this, we haven't figured out the actual like place on the computer where it will be, basically. But I'm looking at some of these apps down here.
Like, so you know what I'm doing, Hayes, is yeah. this podcast is about to. This podcast
okay.
is season dose no. of the old stuff.
Oh
we would
gosh.
Love a second chance for Dex and Gray. You know, Gray was a box man on that show. I used to blow
this
up
this is
boxes.
What I was saying his name was.
Gray. You were saying, Gray.
That's so similar for you to just like not recognize that at all. Act like you've never heard of that person.
I honestly like didn't know what Sean was doing. I was trying to listen to you, Hayes, because you were pushing us forward. Mm. It seemed like Sean was listening to clips I couldn't hear and yelling words. And so I was just trying to focus on you.
Let's talk about pushing forward and let's Take talk it. About second chances.
Yeah.
I actually think there's a real opportunity here, Jake, where we are looking for a place right now, and it's all going online. It's all going digital.
Everything is.
Like a place to put this content that we have.
Hello,
which is like,
streaming,
which is this episode.
Wake up.
And just even as we're talking, I'm looking at all
wake
these
the
different
fuck up, people.
All these different places on the computer where this could go. Have you seen on the bottom here?
Share screen, chat, participants, record, reaction.
Even farther down than that.
No, lower.
Stop video.
There are all
leave,
these little things.
Mute.
I see a fucking rocket ship. I
rocket
see a clock.
Ship.
I see like a blue thing.
Calendar. Okay. Imagine
just
you're
the
just
letter
like checking
N
your,
is there.
You're checking what you're doing today. And we have put this podcast episode.
Yeah.
We've put the we put Habata and we put entire
Stumptown season two
on your on your calendar for right now.
Yes.
And the
Dude,
entire
I'll tell you this.
Video and audio files are in there.
I'll film season two of Stumptown by myself. I'll do it on my phone. I'll do all the characters. I don't.
Okay,
I
you don't seem to know
staff.
Necessarily who all the what who all the characters are. Mm-hmm. So
I don't.
Because Sean was yelling, you know, something very close to that
character. I was saying the
name
of your character.
Sean, give me a pitch for season two of Stumptown. All the characters. Let's rock. What do we got?
Okay, yeah. So, the Hey Rogers guy from the Discount Double Check commercials is is like, he's turned his fuel truck into a rocket. You guys are going to the moon to have sex with an alien. Mrs. Gorefield, of course, is there. She was just kidding when she said she died in the submarine, but she's been hiding out in a moon cave. The alien should probably be putting my producer hat on. Somebody splashy. I'm thinking
Reese Witherspoon.
No.
Jennifer Lopez.
No.
Oh, Jessica Alba.
I was going to say Mr. Bean.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, I think Sean's right. This is what I always imagined being in a writer's room would be like. And what I, this is what I've always wanted to do. Just be able to pitch.
Then
when there's like a better idea, I'll go like, that's my vibe. Like, I'll go with it.
Our whole thing in writer's room, Hayes and I always say, hey, I like my idea. I love your idea. I'm obsessed with your idea. I like my idea. But I wish it was dead because I'm fucking obsessed with your idea. Literally would stab myself.
We go out to Reese. We go out to Jennifer.
I think that all makes a lot of sense, you know?
And we just put it on. We just like put it out there.
Yeah. Put it out in the calendar, the computer.
Are you guys going to be like you two where everybody just gets this podcast, whether they ask for it or not? It's just on everybody's phone.
Are you talking about you two to us guys?
That was an Earwolf show. So we used that to be on a network Earwolf called show. Earwolf.
What year?
We don't have to talk about the year at all. And I think it's much more helpful if we don't.
In case fans are excited.
To hear a year
you
named
were
a
year Earwolf from 2013 to 2020, right?
Boy. Yeah, I guess so.
Wow. How much that's money you did say they it that pay way. You guys?
Hearing
how much
it out
money
loud.
Did they pay you? I'm just curious the finances.
We've said it on the show before. They did make us sign an NDA and they did edit it out when we told people what we made, but we're perfectly happy
true?
To say it.
But you
please
tell.
Tell me that.
So it was kind
true.
Of embarrassing for us because you could when we did open up about how much we were paid, they did bleep it, but you could tell from the length of the bleep.
It was pretty quick to say
that it didn't take very long to say the amount of money. The longer you learned that just like the longer, the more money it is, the longer it takes to say.
For sure. Well, million.
Yeah, but everyone knew it wasn't that.
It was pretty clear it wasn't that. And from the reaction of the guest, you knew that it definitely wasn't that.
They figured out that it wasn't that.
No.
Gosh.
Look at
us. Boy, boy.
All of us back together again. Mr. Yeah. Schmidt's friend, Hayes, me, you know, Habata, which I just am crazy for this thing. And I can't wait for people to, they obviously won't see it, but even to just know about it.
Do you guys not include Kev when we're doing this wrap up of this?
When we're doing the what, Jake?
When you're doing kind of the wrap up, you know, you're like, we got Hayes, we got Jakey J, we got Sean. And then Kevin's just like a big piece of shit in this thing. I'm looking, because I see.
I wouldn't say that. He's not that big. To me, Kevin is medium sized.
Kevin is a medium. And Kevin is like that thing where like, tough to say Kevin's name. You know, you don't like name pigs on the farm.
Because you don't want to feel bad.
I love it. I just feel a very like natural affinity for him, but I'm not going to like name.
But
him,
if like you're not going to name now, just a question on that as a city boy, the reason you wouldn't want to name a pig is because you don't want to grow close to it when it's time for slaughter. Is that correct?
Yeah, I get. I mean, like, I don't, I try to live in the present, but yeah, I guess we're going to.
But sure, like you would we'll name a dog.
Yeah.
I'd name a dog, but I love dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd name a baby, right? A little baby boy, you'd name that, right, father?
I
so you'd name a dog, a baby, a cat.
Daddy would name.
Daddy.
Oh, daddy would certainly name baby, yes.
Daddy named baby.
But if you have a pig, you have a baby piglet on your farm, cute, you know, little kitchenette with a hoodie on, you're not going to give that a name? Not even like little mustache or Stubbles McGee or something cute? You're not going to name the pig?
Any facial hair name is going to work for you, it seems like.
Jake, do you have anything else? You've got...
Is there anything else?
Do you have anything else you want to promote?
Anything else you want to plug that we can't find?
So, you know, New Girl, you know, we've, you know,
the show's over. The show is incredibly successful. It's over.
There's that, Jurassic World 1, not the sequels. that was great. I mean, not the sequels of Spider-Man, just the first Spider-Verse, I guess.
You will not be returning for...
Nothing's official, but I'm not ready to promote it. Maybe
okay.
Some indie movies, maybe.
Okay.
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones was great. I'd love to talk about that. I hope they do them again. I don't have anything to promote, guys.
Wow.
I am... You know, I was asked to do that. It's been a really dark period, you know. I'm going through a lockdown, a quarantine, and sitting here with kids' headphones on. I got nothing, guys.
Yeah, 2020. Yeah.
2020. You know, it's possibly 2022. So we're in a wild era. You know?
It's going to take a minute to find a place. For this to, you know, we're finding that the computer is basically full.
It might be something of a Habata situation for us with this thing.
Yeah. It just comes back. Or what I like to think of as season 3 of Stumptown kind of thing.
Of course. Of course.
You know, because the truth is, as long as it doesn't die in your heart, it never dies. It's like a kids movie, you know?
In what way?
I'm not really sure.
Well, that seems like a nice place to end. Yeah.
Yeah. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.